Earlbaum Center, Serving People with Sight Loss, Volume 14, Issue 4, November 2014. Safety, Technology, and Life. When Liz Stafford's macular degeneration in both eyes started to get bad, she began visiting the Earlbaum Center. That was about 3 years ago. A retired teacher, in recent years, Liz has been an artist. As you can imagine, vision loss greatly affected her ability to create art in the usual way. In stepped Earlbaum. With the help of magnification, lighting, and a newfound attitude, Liz is back to work. In fact, she's looking forward to seeing where this takes her art. She's now being freer with her work, sometimes in a more abstract way. The attitude part of the turnaround is no small thing. From the time you enter Earlbaum Center, you're shown that sight loss doesn't mean life loss. When you understand Liz's history, you know that attitude is especially important. As a child, Liz was abused, and from that time on, safety was a huge issue for her. She worked on healing those wounds as an adult, but that was when she had all her senses and could depend on her vision to keep her safe. With sight loss came severe panic attacks, anxiety, and a feeling of isolation. The human-based and caring community support given at Earlbaum made Liz feel safe. If you're not struggling with sight loss yourself, you may not realize how important technology is to people with low vision. These tools enable people to stay connected with others while at the same time helping with self-reliance. Never a techie, Liz was way behind, but EBC has helped her make great strides. She now works on a laptop, an iPad, and soon an iPhone. "I now see the possibilities of new adventures and I look at life in a different way," says Liz. The Earlbaum Center has been totally life-changing.